Anyone planning to visit the Fort Langley National Historic Site for Brigade Days Saturday through Monday should leave themselves plenty of time. They'll need it, according to an organizer. All feedback has been quite positive over the years. We have many guests return for this great event annually, so much so that a few have become part of the encampment themselves. This is the best time of year to see Fort Langley National Historic Site shine and understand why our site is important to the story of Canada, said Amandeep Johal, who oversees the volunteer site interpreters. The greatest feedback is how the guests love to talk and engage with the brigaders at their tents and how they are shocked by how much time flew by. Many return the following days to be able to see it all. Brigade Days falls on the BC Day long weekend, with Langley one of the few communities to hold specific events tied to the province's creation. At the historic site, the public can enjoy an immersive journey into 19th century life. They can wander through canvas tent encampments, meet costumed reenactors, and experience the sights, sounds, and stories of the fur trade era. The event has been going on for more than 30 years and is suitable for all ages. This year there won't be a flotilla as in the past. With the Canada Strong Pass, admission is free for all. In addition to historical reenactments and storytelling by reenactors in costume, people can enjoy games and activities. Families, in particular, can sign up for the Fort Feats of Strength Relay Race at 3 p.m. on Sunday, August 3. Numerous teams will compete on the Sunday afternoon to earn the right to have their team's name engraved into the Voyager Cup for eternity. Teams will consist of 8 people, of which at least 2 members must be from the public and 2 members aged 12 or under. There will be a race of numerous obstacles that change every year, of which this year may include carrying buckets of water, sawing wood, carrying fur bales, a frying pan toss, and loading a canoe with salmon, he said. The fastest team wins. Sunday is also the day of the Fur Trade Fashion Show at 1 p.m. Staff and encampment volunteers will be featured in their finest fashions of the fur trade and answering any questions the public may have about 19th century dress, Johal explained. At 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. on each day, there will be black powder demonstrations. As well, people can about heritage skills such as blacksmithing, trapping, and weaving. The site has partnered with the Métis Knowledge Keepers, who will teach about the culture and run games on Saturday, August 2. Johal, a longtime employee at the site, credits the popularity of events like Brigade Days to the small army of people who volunteer there. Brigade Days is a great success due to our volunteer involvement. Over 90% of the encampment itself is volunteers. Everything from their tents, the setups, costumes, etc., belongs to them. They invest the time and effort to make this event a resounding success every year, Johal noted. After the public events for Brigade Days, the historic site holds a special gathering for the many volunteers who bring the event alive. It's only fitting that on the Saturday evening, after the site closes, we host our Chief Traders Dinner, to thank all the Fort volunteers for their hard work over the year. That is why on the Saturday, our busiest area will be in the kitchen, behind the big house, where you will see us preparing for the feast all day long. We will be using the bake oven, cooking over coals, and roasting a pig, a lamb, and a few chickens.